This is part 3 of 3 of the excerpt from the Gaelic manuscripts written by Stuart Edward White, presented by Z. Charnow at the Worldwide Philosophy class of What Life Is and What Life Is For. And it's page 29, chapter 4, paragraph 3. That's where I begin. Each created thing in the finite is the manifestation or embodiment of a certain quality of consciousness peculiar to itself. The quality of treeness, evolved and differentiated in the universal consciousness, manifests objectively as the tree. The quality of dogness makes the dog, and so on. Anything in nature is merely, in last analysis, as assemblage of protons, electrons, and neutrons. The thing that assembled them in any particular form is the idea of that form, or as Gaelic terms it, the particular quality of consciousness. That is what Gaelic means in his use of the word quality. If that is clearly understood, we can proceed. Number 2, its germ. Everything that is life, he began abruptly. From the moment that it emerges by juxtaposition from the theoretical void in which dwell your mathematical points, it is the manifestation of intention. That intention is naturally, at first, of almost inconceivable simplicity. Nevertheless, it is intention, and it is life. Then what you call external manifestation of what life is, the material embodiment of the intention, the direction, or what Joan called the quality of the intention, determines the form of life. What you know already, but must remind yourselves of, is that everything you see, touch, or measure, or can become cognizant of by any imaginable means, is always the external manifestation, through life, of intention. There are no dead things. You have been told that rocks have life. It is literally true. And it must be literally true if what I have just said is so. Now let us remember for a moment that just for our present purposes we will consider Joan's quality of consciousness and intention as much the same. The lower forms of animal life, as an example, insects or reptiles or fishes, touch into existence as dust motes touch individual existence, eddying in and out of a sun ray. They flash for a greater or lesser period and are obscured. They have gained nothing as motes during their brief light of life of illumination. They lose nothing as motes when they slip out into the shadow, but they have added, perhaps, some little bit of beauty. And at the very end of this excerpt, this concept of there being no dead things, or the quality of consciousness, this concept is repeatedly expressed in varying forms from Plato on, and it is clearly set forth in the book Our Unseen Guest, which was written by Joan and Darby and published by Harper's. And again, references to Joan are mentioned at the bottom, that Joan is one of the authors of Our Unseen Guest, which is a book that is available online that can be downloaded or printed out or just read online for free.